Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Although there were more questions about dot-com, the Prime Minister was not in the House, but nor was his Minister of Education, which was a disappointment for Labour's Nanaia Mahuta, who put down the first question of the day for Heikki Iparita.
I seek leave to hold this question over until the Minister of Education is present and available to answer it.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection. The Honourable Nanaia Mahuta, question number one.
So Nanaia Mahuta had to make do with Heikki Iparita's predecessor.
The Honourable Anton.
Mr. Speaker.
Mrs. Tolley had to wait for the Labour benches to settle down before taking questions from their education spokeswoman.
Is it her intention to standardise non-registration of teachers in both charter and public schools? If not, why does she believe that public schools should have fully qualified teachers but charter schools shouldn't?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, once again, the member is confusing unregistered with unqualified. Partnership schools will negotiate with the Crown for a proportion of the staff not to be registered as a teacher, and this doesn't mean that they're unqualified.
The Greens' Catherine Delahunty, meanwhile, was concerned about another difference between public and charter schools.
Will charter schools be required to publicly release all the information that state schools are currently required to under the Official Information Act, such as annual reports, details of staffing, and if not, why not?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, we have covered that issue earlier on in the House, that partnership schools will not be subject to the OIA. However, they will have a legally binding contract that sets for them specific performance criteria. They will be reviewed by Eero, and they will have to report against national standards.
And that was all in the Education Amendment Bill, which had its first reading after question time and was followed by another controversial measure, the Minimum Wage Starting Out Wage Amendment Bill, promoted on behalf of Labour Minister Kate Wilkinson by her Cabinet colleague Tony Ryle.
This provides a new starting out wage for a number of young New Zealanders to give them the chance to get their foot on the rung of the job ladder. The starting out wage ensures that young Kiwis will have greater opportunities in a competitive job market to earn money, gain vital skills and experience they need to succeed.
Finally, this on the smart gate technology at airports from Customs Minister Maurice Williamson.
It has allowed more accurate and faster passenger processing and improves border security by allowing improved profiling of high-risk travellers, and it frees up customs officers to get on with a serious problem of catching bad buggers.
Maurice Williamson's language drew a protest from the leader of New Zealand First.
Point of order, the Right Honourable Winston Peters.
But seriously, with respect to the standards of this House, surely you can't let a minister get up and start swearing like he just did. That's not really acceptable in this Parliament, surely.
It's better not to draw attention to some of these things.
Shouldn't have mentioned it, really. Now, more on charter schools from Rhys Lyon.
The Education Amendment Bill, which sets up a plan for charter schools, now called partnership schools, was part of a coalition agreement between the government and the ACT Party. That party's leader, John Banks, began its first reading.
Every young person is entitled to a world-class education in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and this bill is going to put an end to the wrongs that have contributed to 20% of kids in our education system who have failed. Partnership schools will deliver that world-class education opportunity for those kids that currently miss out.
The next speaker was Labour's Nanaia Mahuta, who made this unusual request.
I seek leave to ask the Minister responsible for charter schools a very specific question regarding charter schools.
Is there any objection to that course of action being taken? There is.
Well, that's a shame.
Denied that opportunity, Ms. Mahuta divulged the contents of her question anyway.
Will the policies and procedures for how charter schools are run, managed and delivering educational benefits to students be open to public scrutiny and accountability, or will these terms and conditions be hidden away under sponsor contracts not accessible under the OIA? The Minister is here, didn't refer to it in his opening speech with regards to this bill. We should be concerned.
But that didn't deter National MP Nikki Kaye's support for the bill.
The charter schools model in other countries has been incredibly successful, but what we have tried to do in terms of this policy is actually say we need to develop it for a New Zealand context. So I look forward to the Select Committee process as Chair of the Select Committee, and I hope, it is my greatest hope, that the opposition keep an open mind.
National MP and Education and Science Committee Chair Nikki Kaye speaking on the Education Amendment Bill, which later passed its first reading by 63 votes to 57.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.